Hey, welcome back to the In Hope podcast, where we talk about faith, ministry, and leadership. And we drop episodes every week, but right now during this Advent season, every day to help strengthen unity in the body of Christ. And just wanted to share with you guys this day three of Advent. We've already talked about in day one how the enemy comes to corrupt what is good, and we don't want him to corrupt unity. We talked about in day two how there was this blessing pronounced over Abraham and how through him all of the families of the earth would be blessed. And we see that through his lineage in Jesus, right? And now we see this statement in Deuteronomy. Can't recall the chapter off the top of my head. Sorry, guys. But in Deuteronomy, Moses makes this statement. All right. He says how God was going to raise up a prophet like him from among Israel, from among their brothers. And this is adding to that anticipation. Now people are on the lookout. This was part of this anticipation that was coming in the days of leading up to Jesus's birth. People were looking for what they called the Messiah, someone who would be a prophet like Moses. And this is so interesting because, you know, when we think about it, how often would we compare Jesus to someone today? Right? We want to, you know, for example, say Jesus is like me in this. Rather, we try to be like Jesus. But Moses was living before them. They had a very firm physical grasp of how Moses was, his character, what he did, right? And how he spoke with God and for God with the people. Now, if you look at that today, especially when we're talking about unity within the body of Christ, we need to hold on to what we see in Christ when it comes to this. His heartbeat for that, his desire, his understanding, and his sharing how unity among the body of Christ would help people know that God sent him, right? And so we should be able to display this character, display this desire for unity, this love, and this reconciliation ministry, and this understanding of unity's importance within the body of Christ. We need to be able to display that in a way that people can catch a hold of that, and then we can point people to Christ in that. We can point people to someone who is even greater, right? Someone even greater in this aspect, but they can see it in us. They get the fleshing out of it. And this is what a lot of times we call incarnational ministry. We're fleshing out what we see, what we can, so that people can see what Christ is like. They can see his love. They can see his compassion. They can see his desire to step in and what his kingdom is like by us living it out among them. And so think about this. Wherever your community may be, your area of influence may be, wherever you are leading, however you are following, remember that we want to be incarnational, to flesh out what Jesus is like, so that we can be something, an image that can point towards who people should be looking to, should be listening to, should be waiting for.